Next up, we have Ross.
Hello. Oh, thank you. Hi, I'm Ross. I'm from Phlox, and today I'd like to tell you a bit about Nyx in the Wild. Is anyone familiar with Nyx in the Wild? Show of hands, who's seen this before? Okay, a few of us. Good, so I'm maybe teaching you about it for the first time. Nyx in the Wild is a very simple program. We find companies who have adopted Nyx, and we ask them basic questions. We ask them, who are you? What do you do? How did you first come across Nyx? How was the journey? Why were you interested in this? What did your adoption motion look like? How did it help you better serve your needs? What were your hurdles? What does Nyx have yet to satisfy for your team? Like, what doesn't it do? What would you say to somebody thinking about Nyx, and what are your hopes and dreams with Nyx? We ask all of these questions, very basic questions, nothing too deep technically, all about motivations and experiences, and we take the results and we write articles about them that you can find on nyxinthewild.com. You can use them to convince your boss and to convince other people of the values and virtues of Nyx, and they end up here. I want to dig into a couple of these stories and share some quotes. So if we come across your story, raise your hand if it happens to be yours. The first one I want to talk about is Sys11. So Sys11 had a wonderful story that we just published a few weeks ago. It is your story. Raise a hand back there, yeah? And a quote I want to pull from it is, Nyx didn't just solve the most persistent build and deployment problems that affect Kubernetes today. It gave Sys11 a way to manage their Kubernetes infrastructure as a declarative system with every input and dependency explicitly declared and versioned. And I love this, because who thinks that Kubernetes is a bit of a loose meat sandwich? Little loose sandwich? Yeah, I think so too. So this makes Kubernetes a little bit tighter. Bellroy. Is Bellroy in the room? I just bought one of their bags and wallets. I like to support Nyx users. Eventually, we needed it for things we couldn't do otherwise. So how do you describe that? Maybe like this. Nyx isn't a tick all the boxes type thing. It just makes the seemingly impossible possible. Fantastic experience here. Really good story. The Flying Circus also was one of the folks we highlighted. They were a shop that was using Puppet and Gentoo to solve a problem, and they wanted to find one thing that could do what Puppet and Gentoo do. And their quote is, "Normally 1 plus 1 equals 2, but our design tenet is that 1 plus 1 equals 3. If you have two separate systems instead of one, both systems require work, and maintaining their integration becomes a third piece of work you have to spend time on." So they collapsed all of it into NixOS, and their result is the promise of NixOS was big enough to convince us to go down a greenfield route. And they use it to support custom applications for people. It's a good story. Give it a read. And finally, Project IDX is a cloud IDE hosted by Google. And their quote is, "But we quickly started enjoying it for its speed. Packages compose much better than image layers, and initializing an environment is orders of magnitude faster." So a big performance boost here. To wrap up, I want to talk about what we've learned from these stories. And so I've coalesced a couple of lessons out of this. The first lesson is, for most of the people we've spoken to, Nyx was not their first choice. They looked at Nyx and they went, "Whoa, okay, that's a lot. Can I do this any other way?" And realized they couldn't, and then went, "Okay, let's go look at this and really take it seriously." And then they were successful. But that's a pattern that we see. Another pattern that we saw is that orgs tend to have a Nyx nucleus. There's a few people in the organization that understand Nyx, and they're trying to serve everybody else in the organization, and they are constantly trying to figure out, "How do I grow this nucleus of people so that it's not just me?" We hear that a lot. Monorepos love Nyx. If you have a monorepo, we seem to see, I'm not exactly sure why. I can speculate, but they tend to work really well together. People who choose monorepos tend to succeed with Nyx more often than others. Nyx tends to start small and expand, kind of similar to point number two. Nyx loves a complex build. So a lot of people talk about how complex the build is. It's not a standard build. It's something that's a little bit special. And finally, people like to wrap Nyx. People like to take Nyx and wrap it in like shell scripts so they can give it to other people and deliver their things to other people. So we've been doing this for a couple of years, and these are six things that we noticed. I want to talk a little bit about the process. It's a very simple process. You click the link on nyxinthewild.com that says, "I'm interested." We will book some time with you over email. We will talk with you for 45 to 60 minutes. We'll record the conversation. We'll go and write the article, and then we'll work with you on edits until we all like it, and it's ready to go out the door, and then we'll publish it on nyxinthewild.com. Very straightforward, but we're trying to capture a collection of success stories from people who have been successful deploying Nyx. And thanks very much. If you want to be part of Nyx in the Wild, if you have a story to tell, If you want to teach the world what you have learned, nixinthewild.com. Thank you.